Thank you for calling Apex Health. My name is Ricky. How are you today?
Hi, who am I speaking with?
My name is Ricky.
Ricky? You sound like a girl. Are you a girl?
No, ma'am, I'm not a girl. I'm a boy.
Oh, okay. Well, you must be young. Is that what it is?
I'm sorry. I'm
usually pretty good with voices, but I guess I messed up today. Sorry about that.
You're fine, ma'am.
What are the specials that you guys have?
Okay, you want to know. We don't really have a special going on, but we do have the GFM. So I can just give you the list of our products, ma'am, and the name. I'm sorry, the price of them. But we don't really, like, have a special going on right now.
Okay. Do you have specials usually or no?
Yes, we do sometimes, ma'am, but as of right now, we don't have any.
Okay. How much is the ordinary, like the Aloe Apex?
Okay. You said how much is the, which one again? I'm sorry.
Is it that? Well, tell me all the products you have. Are they just, can you do that or are there too many?
Oh, no, ma'am. I can give you that. Okay. So let me know when you're ready. I'll give you all those.
I'm ready.
Okay. So we have the Aloe Apex is $29.95. We have the Nature's Miracles is $29.95 as well, but it is with the Doug Hoffman discount. All of these are with the Doug Hoffman discount. We have the Alive Again, which is $45, and we have the GFM, which is $39.95.
Okay, because I was watching Doug Kaufman earlier, so, all righty. So, in fact, I got your number from them originally on his program. When they have a special, how much off of it is
it's only 10%. Yes, ma'am. 10%.
Okay. Now, so can you tell me the pricing on, like, the Aloe Apex?
You want to know the price? It's $29.95.
No, but I mean, do they have, you know, like if you buy more than one?
Oh, okay. Well, if you get three or more, ma'am, you don't have to pay for shipping and handling. Shipping and handling is
$5.95. Okay, $6. So you're saying $29.95. So three of them would be $90?
Yes, ma'am. Let me add it up for you. It'll be like... It'll be
$15 off. Okay. 15 cents off. When they have a special, you said anytime, even on that one, it's only 10% off.
Yes, and so that is with the price I just listed to you, ma'am, those are with the discounts. So that is the discounts, only discounts we have or anything going on, special we have going on.
Okay. I'm trying to decide what I do. Because I've taken them before, but I'm trying to remember how much they cost back then. Because I took it a while back. What do you know? Have they told you what it's good for? Or could you read me anything off of that? You know, that would tell me what it's for and what it does exactly again, so I can remember.
Of course, which product?
Okay, the Aloe Apex. You mentioned two or three. There was one for $45. What was that?
Okay, the $45 one, ma'am. That's actually the Alive Again.
What is that about?
The Alive Again. You said, what is it about?
Yeah,
it's
what does
actually
it do?
It's a liquid. Yes, ma'am. It actually helps with the digestive system, the blood sugar levels, and things like that, ma'am.
Really? Because I have diabetic, and I'm trying to get rid of it. And don't ever let yourself get diabetic, because I was healthy before, and I gained just enough weight, and it's miserable.
And I understand. I am actually a diabetic, too.
Are you? Are you type 1 or 2?
I'm only on metformin right now. I'm actually not taking on insulin or anything.
Good for you. Well, do you have a weight problem at all?
Oh, yes, ma'am, I do. I'm actually on a diet now.
Well, let's pray, because I want to lose weight. So let's just pray for each other. What's your first name?
My name is Ricky, R-I-C-K-E-Y.
You told me that, Ricky. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine.
I've got a lead trap for a mind today, but my name is Carol. Father God, we love you. You are a believer, right, in Jesus?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay. So we're going to the same dad. Just want to make sure.
Yes, ma'am.
If you want, Lord Jesus, we ask you to intercede. There's nothing that we cannot do through you. You said all things are possible through Christ who strengthens you. So, Father God, our trust and our hope is not in each other, not in this world, but it is in you, sweet Jesus. We need all the help we can get. Keep us firmly and on the ground, going in the right direction on that straight and narrow path that leads to eternal life. It is not your will that anyone should perish or anyone, it's not your will even that we should be sick. Your will is that we would be healthy and whole in every way, and that our bodies would be aligned with your holy will for us, God. Your holy will is that we would be healthy and whole, that we would not die from sickness or disease. So we're aligning ourselves right now with your holy will, sweet Jesus. And we're asking for help, that you would help us in everything, in every way. Keep our minds. You said, thou wilt keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So help our minds to be stayed on you and the things that are important to you, Father God, and that we would then, it would be an easy thing, that we would stay on the right track, that we would eat the right foods, that we would think correctly, and that we wouldn't be tempted by the enemy. Father God, we bind Satan with everything that he is, that his cohorts and all of his plans and schemes are thwarted. We bind his effects and we bind his evil spirit by the blood of Jesus in Jesus' name. And we rebuke all evil into the hands of God to destroy all the evil in Jesus' name. We're asking you, Father God, to fight for us. And in our mouths, you said, you know, that ye have not because ye ask not. So we're asking you to, if you would please fight for us and keep us straight and keep us on that straight and narrow path and keep us eating the right things and drinking the right things and doing the right things. Help us to do the habits and keep the habits that will help us to be healthy, because we're going for health. We're going for health. We're going for health, Jesus. It's not a big fight to you, God. It is for us because we're weak. But God, not for you. All things are possible to him who believes. We believe in you, the Most High God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Holy One of Israel. Nothing is too big for our Father. So we're trusting you, God, to help us, and we thank you. We never want to be ungrateful. We always want to be grateful to you, Jesus. So we thank you in advance. We thank you for everything that you've done in the past, for everything that you will do in the future, and for everything that you're doing for us right now. And we claim the victory through Christ Jesus, our Lord, and by what he did on the cross for all of us. So, Jesus, we claim victory in Jesus. And we thank you right now and forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, God, for helping us to conquer over all these lusts of the flesh and over any kind of anything that's in our life that makes us overeat or eat the wrong things. We're claiming victory in Jesus' name, the name that is above all names, even the name of diabetes. It must fall by the blood of Jesus Christ in Jesus' name. Thank you, sweet Jesus, for all of your blessings and for answering prayer. And I pray that you bless Ricky right now. Help him to keep your holy covenants. Keep him in your word, that he would be strengthened to overcome. Because you said, we have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. Our words, the words of our testimony, are anything that lines up with your holy word and anything that gives you the glory, because you are God and you are Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for all your blessings. And thank you, God, for loving us and helping us to conquer all these things. And we're conquering over diabetes and all the evil effects, because we are more than conquerors through Christ who strengthens us. Thank you, sweet Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Okay. Amen. Thank you so much for that, ma'am.
Hey, my pleasure. We're in this, you know, we're all fighting about it. You sound younger than me. What's your age group?
I'm 23. Well, 22 okay. at the moment. I'll be 23 in like another month.
Oh, okay. Well, we're all in this together. I'm older than you, but who cares? You know what I'm saying? I'm fighting this battle, you know, and you're fighting this battle. Might as well conquer over it in the way you conquer everything in this life is through Jesus. That's what I've learned, and that's what I know. So I just need to get really, really serious with it and just let God help us do it, you know. It's not a battle if Jesus is involved. It becomes a battle when we think we can do it alone. That's what I've learned over my lifetime. And you never lose when you put God in control of something. He will make a way where there seems no way possible. So I congratulate you already on your victory, and I hope you will congratulate me on the victory too. But I say through Christ Jesus, in Jesus' name. Okay, yes, so ma'am. I guess we've got that done. Let's see. Okay, I'm going to talk to my husband, see what he wants to do. So you're saying if you do the three bottles, it's, say it again, it was 90, it was 89?
89.85.
Okay. And each bottle right now, so is that $29.95 the regular price?
No, ma'am, that's with the Doug Hoffman discount. So as long as you mention Doug Hoffman, it's yes, ma'am, that's the discount.
Okay. Well, I love Doug Kaufman. I don't know why in the world they don't give his kind of classes and stuff in the medical schools. I mean, it's ridiculous now. They're talking about all the stuff, you know, even with the fiber and all the things having to do with funguses. I think it does contribute. I think, you know, my son has got a sinus infection. He's 18 and on and off. And I tried to keep him off antibiotics, and he's only had antibiotics of, I can name the times in his life, but it seems like every time I put him on antibiotics, he gets some kind of crazy infection that's hard to get rid of. And they want to give him antibiotics when he goes in to see the primary doctor, but they never have offered one time to give him an antifungal. And I really think he's got a fungus. In fact, I was telling my husband the other day, because it's time we have to take my son in, because he's got a sinus thing going on. I told him, we're not leaving the doctor's office this time without asking for the fungus protocol that helps to kill the fungus. We want to give him antibiotics, and you need to take heed for this because you're young. They gave me some antibiotics recently, and they didn't tell me that it had a negative effect on some of these antibiotics. And, you know, my foot tore. And nobody wanted to take responsibility. I went to a surgeon for my foot. It tore my Achilles tendon, and I had to be on a knee walker. And they couldn't find any reason in their minds why that happened. And then I get from the pharmacy, they gave me an antibiotic because I needed an antibiotic for something else. And then on the page from the pharmacy, on the pharmacy script, it said warnings. And then underneath it told about antibiotics that possibly could cause weakening of the tendon and weakening of this and tearing of the Achilles tendon. I thought, why didn't they tell us this, you know, 10 years ago? I wouldn't have been taking those same dumb antibiotics. And never did tell me until the pharmacy gave me. So be careful when somebody wants to give you antibiotics. You know, be careful what you're taking. Try to go the natural way, because there's olive leaf, there's black seed oil, and there's all these other things that are very natural to take. And they do the same thing that the antibiotics do. They kill the bacteria and kill the different fungus and anything else that they don't even talk to you about in the doctor's office. And they work just as well as antibiotics. Only the difference is they don't cause side effects that will cause tears in your body. You know, I'm sorry to say this, but, you know, people have made too much money off the antibiotics, and they care about making money more than they care about people. So just, you know, I don't know if you had heard about that, but I'm one of those people that the antibiotics have not been good for me. So I just wanted to tell you that in case you hadn't heard.
And I'm so sorry you had to actually experience that.
Me too, because, you know, I'd never heard of it before. I never had any problem with that. And this time they gave me the antibiotic, and it must have just not. Maybe I've had them too many times in the past. I don't know, but suddenly that happens. And I'm on a knee walker for over a year and a half now. And I have a tendency now for my feet and my ankles to give me problems. And like I said, it took me a while for it to heal. So now, since people aren't saying that, doctors don't tell you that, I had to call the crazy doctor and tell her, you need to change my prescription. This is happening to me and had happened to me. Please change my prescription. It was crazy. The doctor should be taught that in the medical schools. You know, but because the pharmaceuticals pay for a lot of the colleges and for this and for that, they get away with not telling the doctors to have, they should have to study it as part of their curriculum. You know, the more knowledge you have, the better off you are. The more you know, the better off you can treat your patients. You know, it makes me sad that because of money and because of pharmaceutical companies that make so much money off of our prescriptions, they won't say anything until the damage is done. So anyway, just take heed, you know. At least you'll know what I told you, and to just be careful when somebody wants to give you antibiotics. Try to find the more natural way of, you know, of taking care of the problem, if you know what I mean. But, Ricky, it has been a pleasure talking to you today, and I'm going to have to check with my husband what he wants me to do about the other, because we're on a kind of like a fixed income, so I'm trying to, you know, to be proactive about this and be careful not to. I got to do what my husband wants me to do too. He said it was okay for me to get certain things, but it's going a little bit above what I thought it was going to be. So I'm going to have to pass it by him before I go ahead and order. But I appreciate your help today. And it was nice talking to you, and I'll probably give you a call back. Because I want to buy some more Aloe Apex. Tell me this, I forgot to ask you. It's been a while since I purchased some. How much was in a package or in a bottle? How many? And
you
how
said
many
how many are in? I'm sorry.
How many are in the bottle of Aloe Apex?
It's the Aloe Apex is the 30-day supply, ma'am. It's 60 capsules.
Oh, there's 60. So you take two of them.
I'm sorry. I apologize, yes, ma'am. So. It's a 30-ounce, ma'am. I'm sorry. I apologize. It's a 30-day subscription trial. It's only 30 pills in there. Excuse me.
Okay, so there's 30 pills in each.
Okay, you're talking about, which product are you talking about, just to make sure we're clear?
The Aloe Apex.
Okay, so for the Aloe Apex, it is actually 60 caps. So you're taking it basically twice a day. So that's why it is 60 for the Aloe Apex. Sorry,
okay,
I thought you were talking about the Alive Again. Go ahead.
Okay, now read me about the Aloe Apex again, what exactly it does.
The Aloe Apex?
Yeah.
It helps with, like, the immune system, the fungi response, digestive health, and the blood sugar levels and things like that.
Okay, so what does it do for the blood sugars? Or do you know? Does it
I'm sorry?
Anything on, does it tell you what it does about the blood sugars?
No, ma'am. It doesn't actually tell exactly what it does, but I can't.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. So, can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can. For a minute, it went dead. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. It doesn't really tell us exactly what does it does. It tells us what it helps with, but it doesn't tell us, like, what's all in the product and everything.
Okay. I just wanted to know what it said to the, when I talked to my husband. He's going to ask, well, what exactly do you need it for? That's
yes,
what
ma'am,
happens
so just
when you... Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. You go ahead. You're fine, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I just wanted enough information to make sure that... I thought, because it's supposed to help your stomach, too, and all the... I'm trying to rebuild. They were talking about leaky gut and different things in an ad that I saw, that if you have problems and... that's the main portal of everything in the body is your that area of your, you know, your stomach. You have to eat to survive, and your stomach has to be in good, you know, working condition so that you don't get sick. Because if your stomach's working well, you won't get sick or get cancer or all the stuff that people get. And that's, I'm just trying to go for good health at this point and to get rid of any of the other stuff that's plaguing me, like the diabetes stuff. But I know if we can lose enough weight, you know, my stupid enterologist, and I say stupid because the first one I had was so adamant about telling me that you couldn't get off the insulin, and they were liars. Because since then, for the last 10 years, people have been saying in different things that I've seen written that you can, if you lose enough weight, you can get off the metformin, you can get off the diabetes medicine, off the insulin, off of everything. When we get our blood sugars an optimum level and we lose enough weight. And now they're saying through that Doug Kaufman show that he's talked about how fungus in our bodies, you know, sometimes we live in places that are prone to mold and fungus in our houses and different environments that can actually cause fungus in the body. And a precursor to diabetes can actually happen to our bodies through fungus. So it's like one big, massive circle that I'm learning about. So if we can keep the fungus out of our bodies and keep our weight down, we should be able to stay with, you know, we should be able to be diabetes free. Even the Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Well, as we're learning and we're getting more knowledge, we're realizing these people have been out there for 20, 30, 40 years. They've learned some things, too. So when they try to help us to learn, we need to listen. So I'm just telling you that if you've never heard that, they're linking a lot of these things with diabetes, with fungus. So anyhow, I just thought I'd share that, too, real quick. All righty. So I've got that down then. Is there anything else that I haven't asked that I should ask?
Not as extra. No, ma'am. Not that I can think of. But if you have any more questions or concerns, you can always give us a call back.
Okay, great. Well, okay. It was nice talking to you, Ricky, and I appreciate having the opportunity to pray with you, too.
You, too. And thank you so much for calling Apex Health, ma'am. You enjoy a wonderful day, okay?
Okay, and you stay safe.
Yes, ma'am. You, too. Thank you so much for calling Apex
Health. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.